DRG Media Group talked to Brian Williams, the founder of Think Kindness.
Think Kindness, we're a nonprofit organization, and basically we have one main purpose, and that's to inspire kindness in schools and communities across the country. So what we do is we fly into communities and we challenge schools to take on a big kindness challenge and to create a massive tidal wave of kindness within their schools. And hopefully if all goes well, it seeps out of the school walls and into the community.
Now, you're coming to Mobridge Pollock High School, and you're going to speak not only to the kids at the school, but you're going to speak to the community. What kind of message do you want to the people in the community to take away from this?
Well, for the community, we really dive into kind of like the scientific impacts of kindness, and then I kind of will give a 30,000-foot view on the strategies that we use to create kindness movements within schools, and how that same strategy can be used to create a kindness movement within your household, your workplace, your community. And then, in addition, everyone's walking away with tangible action items on things that they can do that will make an immediate impact in their life and other people's lives as well.
How did this come about with you? What was it that made you say, I want to be the founder of Think Kindness?
Well, it actually kind of happened by accident. I have 9 teachers in my family, and one of them was having a bullying issue at her school. So she asked if I would do an anti-bully assembly. And I kind of flipped it a little bit, said, well, rather than focusing on the bad, why don't we focus on the good? Let's focus on the behavior that we want kids to do versus the behavior that we don't want them to do. Let's do kindness. And once that school did the assembly, we challenged them to do 5,000 acts of kindness in 15 days. Then other schools wanted on board, and other schools wanted on board, and slowly but surely, the ball started rolling, and here we are. That was in 2009. And now we're visiting over 100 schools a year.
I was just going to say, you're from Northwestern Nevada. How did you ever hear about Mobridge Pollock, South Dakota?
I, to be honest, never have. But they heard of us. And so they reached out. And that's the beautiful thing. It's, we've gained momentum where schools are seeking out kindness programs, and you know that everyone can admit our world needs more kindness. You know, you turn on the news, they're just flooded with so much negativity that you know everyone's craving a little bit more positivity. And so they reached out and we talked, and I'm super excited to come out and visit and hang out pretty much all day. So we're doing elementary, middle school, high school, and even the parent and community presentation. It's going to be fun.
I know that the kids are going to be really receptive to this. I hang out with these kids all the time, and this is a good bunch of kids. What can you tell a group of kids that maybe are pretty kind already, how to be more kind?
Well, it all starts by, you know, taking action and, you know, trying to really focus on all the simple small things that you can do every single day. It's also looking out for opportunities to do an act of kindness that, you know, might make you feel uncomfortable. I say in these presentations that kindness takes bravery. As crazy as that sounds, kindness takes a lot of bravery. It takes a lot of bravery to do something nice for someone that might be, teased, laughed at, made fun of, sitting all by themselves. It takes a lot of bravery to stand up for somebody. But when you do an act of kindness, there's usually 3 people that are immediately impacted. And obviously the person doing the acts of kindness makes you feel good, the person receiving it, but it's also everyone who witnesses that act of kindness taking place. And just by seeing and witnessing an act of kindness, science actually backs it up. It impacts you and inspires more kindness. And so I like to say with kindness, 1 + 1 = more than 2.
I tell you what, I am excited about having you here. I like the message, and I know that the folks here in Mobridge and the surrounding area are really going to get a lot out of this. Brian Williams, thank you so much. Always remember kindness, I guess.
Yes, thank you so much. Can't wait to be there.
All right, thanks again. I appreciate the interview. It's going to be